Northeast Ohio's music scene is likely to change dramatically with the arrival of AEG. The world's second-largest concert promoter is taking over the storied Agora venue in a building in Cleveland's Midtown that began life over a century ago as an opera house. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to Cleveland scene music writer Jeff Niesel.
I like the idea of an independent concert venue. You know, they're doing it on their own, they're booking their own shows, they're doing their own thing. So for a pure music lover like myself, I like the independent venue. But you have the backing of AEG, and there's the attractiveness of getting some bigger shows. So I'm torn. What's your opinion?
Well, I do think it's going to increase the number of shows coming to Cleveland. And I mean, the Agora has been functioning as an independent venue for the past few years, focusing primarily on metal and hip hop and local bands. But if you notice their schedule, most of those shows are in the smaller ballroom. Like there haven't been a lot of shows in the bigger theater. I would think that, you know, once AEG takes the venue over and renovates it, that they'll start putting more shows in the bigger space in the theater there.
The Agora is in a massive, historic old building. And I know you've been there. I've walked through it. I haven't been to a show there lately. But we're talking creaky floorboards. They don't have air conditioning, so they have fans going in the summer.
Right.
I mean, this is an old, gritty building.
Yeah. And AEG is promising, you know, seven figures in terms of the money that they're going to sink into it for renovation. And they weren't specific at all about the types of renovations, but I can imagine, you know, better seating and better acoustics and air conditioning, maybe even paving the parking lot that's next to it would all be something that they're considering. So I think there is a lot of movement and things happening in Midtown. And perhaps that's part of what AEG wanted to be part of and saw as potential in terms of the neighborhood as well.
And when we talk about concert promoters, in Cleveland, it's been Live Nation that has had the dominance. They own House of Blues,
right?
Blossom Music Center, Jacobs Pavilion. So does this create some competition?
That's what I would think. And I asked that very question at the press conference. The CEO of AEG simply responded by saying that he wasn't concerned with what the competition is doing. He just felt like this was the right place and the right time and the right partnership for them to have at the moment. But I do think it will create a certain amount of competition, and because the two companies do compete kind of on a national level even. I mean, I would think that there'd be more bands and more performances and more shows.
Is there the potential for something like this to fail? It's an old building. AEG comes in. It's pretty much, like you said, been catering to a very niche audience of
right.
metal fans. So could this be something that could be a tough sell?
I think it'll take a certain amount of time and a certain amount of marketing savvy, perhaps, to educate the general public and let them know that this is another facility mm-hmm. along the lines of a House of Blues or a Playhouse Square that people can go to enjoy performances. So I think there could be a little bit of a learning curve, and hopefully AEG is in it for the long haul rather than just expecting something instant, you know? And so that was the thing that I think worked for the Agora, is that they filled a niche that no one else was filling. And to now sort of go into territory that's already sort of established at other places might be a little tricky as well.
Definitely something that I think changes the conversation of the music scene here in Cleveland.
Yeah. And you know, you got to think that it's maybe part of Cleveland's sort of renaissance with all the great things that have been happening lately with the sports teams and the hosting the convention and all these sort of things, that maybe Cleveland is sort of back in the limelight in a good way.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much for joining me.
Sure.
That's Cleveland scene music writer Jeff Niesel. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.